God damn it.
Those pills that my brother gave me to take, they come in these little packets. You. There's like five of them. I tried taking them one at a time. I can't fucking do it. I just put them all in my hand and just start down like half a bottle of water.
Jesus Christ.
Fucking just all at once. I hate taking pills. Just get it all done.
I don't mind pills, but when it's like, that was six. This is the six
shit.
Fucking, it's vitamins.
Government brainwashing
pills
shit.
Prescription.
They brainwash you to think you need vitamins. Do you think they were taking vitamins like 300 years ago?
No, because they didn't know how to fucking I mean, yes, they were through food and nutrients.
Exactly. What are we doing? Oh, yeah, that's right. I mean, I guess food and nutrients these days are hard to come by.
Fucking jackass.
Nutrients in foods, I guess I should say, are hard to come by.
When to go?
Anyway, when ye?
When to go?
When to
Medicine Man.
When do I go?
Voodoo Voodoo Medicine Man by Aerosmith.
When do I go?
I don't know. When do you want to go?
Wendigo.
What, like a dingo? Like frisky dingo?
Frisky, oh. Strip dingo.
Strip, what the fuck is that?
I don't know.
Why the fuck did you say it then?
I don't know.
Piece of shit.
Sounds like a game, like a freaking gambling game. Dingo. So, you know, I got strip poker, strip dingo.
I think, yeah, but I think a dingo is an animal. So I think you're stripping an animal.
Nah,
you sick man.
Right.
You sick, disgusting, gross. Twisted beast. Wendigo. We're not talking about those.
Yeah, we're not talking about the Wendigos.
All right. Are you good?
You got your
notes? Sure? Yeah. You seem tired. Fuck you. I'm fucking tired. All right. What?
I was doing a...
Oh, we already suck. You hear the cricket?
Yeah, I hear the cricket. I was going to say something.
We're already doing really bad.
Yeah, we haven't started yet. We're already, what, fucking 15 minutes in?
Sure. I don't know how to tell time. Time is a conception brought about by chronostasis.
My watch doesn't tell time.
No, it shows you time. Oh! Oh, that ain't a smartwatch. It can't tell you the time. Bitch. Analog past caveman.
I told you why I keep an analog watch. So if the aliens ever take me, you know, they say the time lapse is a common thing between alien abductees. Got this thing.
Bernie and Betty Hill's watch stopped working.
Yeah. My watch has stopped working a couple times. I go to look at it, and the next thing you know, it's behind like fucking 15 minutes. I'm like... How did this fucking happen? And then, like, I reset it. Maybe the battery's dying. I reset it to the right time, and it keeps pace for another... I mean, keeps pace.
You know what the biggest problem with that... I want to state for the listeners, I'll keep this in. Me and Oz have the same exact watch.
Yes, we
do. $7 off Amazon Prime. In no way did we buy it together. I bought mine, and I think you bought yours a little bit after me.
Yeah, you're like, that's my watch.
Yeah, I literally thought you had stolen my watch.
That's my watch.
So I know what I'm talking about. The biggest problem with that watch, it's battery powered.
Yeah.
You need a fully geared, winded watch if you really want it to never go out on you to know your time stasis.
This thing keeps pretty good time to, like, the second.
I'm not saying it's bad at keeping time, but, like, if you had a watch that wasn't involved on any electronics whatsoever,
yeah,
anything could happen, it would probably still be running.
Right.
That's all I'm saying. Okay.
Okay, I'm not sure I understand, but I mean, my watch...
Get a geared watch.
There's gears in this watch.
Gear, not electronically, like an old school watch where you had to wind the gears so that the gears just run on its...
Well, see, those cost more than $7.
Oh, yeah. So. Yeah, they do. For a very good fucking reason. Actually, not a very good reason. You know why? Because they're such a commodity and there's not a lot of people that are watchmakers anymore.
Yeah, I know.
Because it takes a fucking steady hand.
And you got,
it takes a very steady hand. Don't touch the sides. Butterfingers. Operation. Anyway, I'm Mason.
And I'm Oz.
And this is Conspiracy on the Rocks.
Took 17 minutes. 18 minutes to get too.
Well, we've done worse than that, but that's going to be the most... That went from, like, nothing to everything just rushing into the start.
Okay. Well, let me do this.
Well, why are we doing this?
Doing what? All right, and enough with that. Here we are again with another episode of Conspiracy on the Rocks. We're here to talk about the
skin bag people.
Yeah, that might work better because I did some. I'll say it a few times, but I did when I was doing research on this. I learned that this subject's kind of like Beelzebub, which I'm not going to say again for the rest of this fucking recording.
I don't know what that means.
The more you state it...
Oh, yeah, it brings it on.
Yes. So the more you say this, apparently the more it's brought on.
Well, I've already said it about 1,000 times telling everybody I'm doing this, so we're talking about skinwalkers.
Yeah, I mean, I'll say it a few times, but I'm not going to keep fucking repeating it. It's bad.
Skinwalkers, wendigos, and rakes. Oh, my.
But they're not... See, I didn't see any of the confusion online when I looked up stuff, so I don't know where any of that is.
There is confusion, because they are all different.
Yeah.
Slightly different.
I mean, I don't know a lot about rakes, but yeah.
The rakes are basically, they just look similar. They kind of do their own thing. They haunt your nightmares and then tear you to pieces.
So the succubus.
Yeah.
Okay. Or Freddy Krueger.
Yeah.
Okay.
Alright.
Well, we're here with our own rake, Emmanuel.
Hi.
Emmanuel Lewis.
Howdy.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm
okay. Did you call me a bitch?
Yeah. I'm not rake.
The lightly, like, lowly under his breath calls me a bitch. You're not, that's right, you're a Wendigo. It's okay. It's okay to be different, E-Man.
There's that cricket again.
he's gonna live. If he catches up, if there is a cricket audibly in the room. If he catches on the recording, that's a different story. So E-Man wanted to talk about the, as you said, it's skinwalkers,
yeah.
The ancient Navajo stories that I couldn't get a lot on, but we'll get through this as best we can.
I got some stories. I mean,
I don't have a lot of stories. There's the main
like legends and stuff and.
So, like, the one where he went to McDonald's and he got the job?
Sure. What was that?
Yeah.
That was Tyler. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So, let's start this off. So, in Navajo culture, because this is mostly Navajo, I guess a couple of other tribes had their own stories of this, but not necessarily what this was.
Yeah.
This was just the one that was come more to light. The skinwalker is a type of harmful witch. It has the ability to turn into, possess, or disguise themselves. That seems redundant. Turn into or disguise. I don't know.
Hey, man, it depends on the situation.
I guess the one like is them still being in human form.
What? It's like driving on a highway. Do you want to be in the right lane or the left lane? It depends on the situation.
I guess I'm just saying, you disguise, would you just turn into an animal and you'd be disguised? Or does it mean, like, it's wearing the pelt?
Well,
it just kind of looks
that's
like.
That's how they do it.
Is that a wolf? It's just a dude hunching the fucking. Don't look. Just keep nothing. But this term is never used for healers. This is a bad magic.
Yes.
Bad magic.
Black
the
magic.
Dark. Yeah. The black
much,
magic.
Yeah.
The dark magic. In Navajo language, I'm gonna fucking butcher this.
I want to hear your version of it, because I got a version of it, too. I heard this one a few times, so...
Yinyalushi.
The Yinyalushi.
Yeah.
Yinyalushi, something like that.
The Yinyalushi. And I'm saying that with, like, the worst fucking translation, or the worst accent.
Yeah.
It translates to, by means of it, it goes on all fours. And,
pretty much what I got. He or she who goes on all fours.
Yes. And then, while perhaps mostly portrayed in horror fiction by non-Navajo people, they are one of several varieties of skinwalkers in Navajo culture, but the skinwalkers are not well understood outside of Navajo culture, mostly due to the Navajo people not wanting to share any sort of culture with the outside world.
That, and it's taboo for, like, themselves to even talk about it, so, like, only the people that need to know about it, and so why would they talk to outsiders about it?
Well, I have here, I have a quote. You've probably seen the quote from Adrian Keene.
Nope.
You didn't see it. I think I'm saying it right. It's like Adrian, but it's like A-D-R, I-E-N-N-E, Adrian Keene. This is referencing, I believe, Harry Potter exactly, because there are creatures and people in Harry Potter. So what happens when Rowling puts this in? I don't know why it's a put pull.
Okay. I didn't understand what he meant by Rowling. Now I do. Okay.
When native people were now open to a barrage of questions about these beliefs and traditions, but these are not things that need or should be discussed by outsiders at all. I'm sorry if it seems unfair, but that's how our culture survives.
Yeah, I feel like that's where a lot of the confusion comes with, because a lot of people think that Wendigo skinwalkers and
skinwalkers. That's the new band name. Skinwalkers is what the Chili Peppers called themselves when they came up on stage with just socks on their dicks. I don't exactly know what show that was, but
God. But I feel like that's where a lot of the confusion comes from, because, like, we don't know a lot about it, so a lot of it is left up to our interpretation. So, like, somebody sees something, and they're like, they call it a Wendigo in, like, whatever movie or show or whatever they're reading, but really they're describing a skinwalker. So, and so then they get this idea of, like, that's what it is, and then somebody could go and describe that, like a skinwalker as a Wendigo, and then it all becomes kind of muddied.
I guess I need to do more research on Wendigos, because from my basis, I don't know how they would add up at all, because I know Wendigos as, and I said this earlier, usually humanoid figures, taller than average, long, lanky limbs, because they're mostly malnourished, and they are basically people that have been corrupted by evil spirits after cannibalism has been performed.
Yeah.
That's a Wendigo.
Yeah. Or you get the big, like, stag-looking creature with the horns. Depends on which region, on tribe, I think, that describes their version of the Wendigo.
But, yeah.
Yeah, that it comes from cannibalism and stuff. And then the skinwalkers obviously don't come from that. But the description, like, that I saw, you know, they're kind of similar, too. So, like, there's confusion there.
I didn't see anything, so I don't know. We have to do a Wendigo episode. I would love to do a Wendigo episode. I actually do really like the Wendigo. I think that's only because I played a bunch of Until Dawn.
They can also mimic, both of them can mimic human voices. But the skinwalkers can also mimic humans, or I mean, any creature sounds.
The skinwalker can do both?
Like, I mean, it can take the form of animals, so.
But it can do animals, or
can... It can mimic the human voice, too.
Oh, okay.
From what I saw.
Damn.
It's so, a
human version of a predator.
Like, Alien versus Predator?
Yeah.
I never actually watched those movies.
Do
you know what's sad?
Alien's really good.
Yeah. I watched
you take a shit.
I won't get into it. I've watched two of the movies, and they're, like, way out of fucking line. They're not even, like, part of, like, the original stories. I watched
all Alien versus Predator.
I saw the one Predator movie where it's all the prisoners on the fucking planet, and they're getting hunted. I saw that. That was pretty good.
Yeah. Okay.
And then I saw the one Alien movie where it's all of them on the ship, and they all wake up, and they found... Yes.
Okay, yeah.
I saw that because it was cheap in the theaters.
I've seen all the Alien movies, but I haven't seen any of the Predator, Alien versus Predator
movies.
I want to watch them. There's a whole bit of, like, lore there.
Yeah, why not?
This has nothing to do with anything. So, basically, skinwalkers are Navajo witches. Specifically, witches.
Medicine men or women that have gone wrong. They've reached the highest level they could, and then...
The Darth Vader came over and was like, come to me, my child.
We got cookies.
Yeah, but they didn't know what cookies were because they didn't know about them in, you know, old Navajo tradition.
Well, that's probably how they lured them in. They had cookies.
But they don't know what cookies are.
They didn't know until they found out.
Medicine men are always seen as community healers and cultural workers they perform positive and nurturing acts. Witches are always evil and perform twisted ceremonies and manipulate magic in a perverse way of the good medicine people. So, basically, I think you can be a witch without being a skinwalker, but if you are a skinwalker, you are a witch. That was, like, probably a medicine man.
Yeah, like, you can reach the highest, like, level. I forget what the word was for it, but and still be, like, good. But, like, it's also possible that, like, you chose to use these powers for evil, or I forget what it is. I don't know. It can corrupt you. And, like, they become corrupted, so they use it for evil.
All good power, Ken. They didn't listen, Uncle Ben! With great power comes great responsibility, Spider-Man. I know you're Spider-Man already. I'm on my deathbed on the street, and I know you're Spider-Man. Willem Dafoe's the Green Goblin. Don't believe what he says.
Don't believe what he says. That's pretty much the whole movie.
I mean, it kind of is, honestly. It really is. Uncle Ben dies, there's Spider-Man, and Willem Dafoe's Green Goblin. That's the whole first movie.
Dude, when I was growing up, I knew this kid named Tobey Maguire. I played baseball with him. I called him Spider-Man the whole time.
Oh, you actually knew? Oh, my God.
I actually knew a Tobey Maguire. I called him Spider-Man. The whole 2 years that we played baseball together, I just called him Spider-Man.
I would have. Well, it's kind of like... For anybody who might know, probably very few, because I don't know what the age of our listening audience is. What's your full name?
Emmanuel Gabriel Lewis.
Emmanuel Lewis, as in the kid from Webster. Webster, it was an old sitcom about, like, this little adopted kid that, like, was, like, really smart, and he constantly would, like, do science experiments and nearly burn his fucking apartment complex down with his family.
Dexter?
What, Dexter's not a grown adult man.
Oh.
Oh, you mean Dexter's lab?
Yeah, little kid is like destroying shit. Well, shit. We're really off topic.
Yeah, extremely.
So they can take control of any animal, pretty much. But there's a few that they specifically tend to use, like wolves or coyotes.
Yeah, coyotes I saw. Wolves, probably potentially crows and or vultures.
Yeah, because they get the abilities of whatever creature that they turn into. So, like, if they need to fly, use a bird. If they need to run fast,
use a bird.
Use a wolf.
You need to turn into a coyote to laugh. Something funny. I'm thinking of hyena. Yeah, because I have it. It's animals associated with witchcraft, which I don't really get, because I feel like a lot of animals in general could be considered with witchcraft, like the frog.
Oh, dude. Sorry, this is a little off topic, but in looking up stuff for this, I came across one, and it's somewhere in Midwest. There's a whole, like, cryptid that I never even heard of. It's like a frogman.
I've heard of a frogman. I don't know if I necessarily
know. It's like a frog wizard. It just chills in the creeks.
Oh, I don't... okay.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't really do anything. It's just a giant fucking frog person thing, and apparently he's a wizard, and he just chills in the creek.
More about this.
Creeks it out there.
Sounds amazing.
He's a frog, man. He doesn't have hair.
It is... Okay, wait. So basically, they can turn into animals, they can possess animals. So this is where I got confused when you say there's confusion on the internet. I got confused by your confusion. Whereas I've stated what I think a Wendigo is spelled, like, usually normally looks like. A skinwalker is still essentially just a human. I mean, we don't know a lot about it because we're not Navajo, so we don't know all the deep, rich culture history behind what it is. But, like, they're humans. They were Navajo people who turned into witch doctors, and you don't know anything of... I don't think there's any stories of which a medicine man or a community healer ever, like, changed because of their magic, you know what I mean? So I can't see a witch doctor doing the same. So really, it's just a human that is probably wearing a bunch of pelts of different animals around because that's how they change into the animal. So it would just be a human, probably in normal native clothing, with skin pelts.
See, there's that way to look at it, or they're, like, a skinwalker. I mean, we don't know. It could look like that gangly-looking creature, like a Wendigo or something. Because
I guess black magic would corrupt you.
Yeah,
it could
corrupt you. Like, look at Golem. Look at what he used to be. Look at what it looks like now.
But he wanted the ring.
Yeah, he wanted the... Wait, what did Golem get corrupted by?
The ring.
The ring.
Yeah?
He used to be a hobbit.
It's not black magic, though.
But I mean, look at how corruption can change. I mean, that's obviously a story, but I mean, corruption can change people.
Yeah, but like.
We don't know. It could, like, they might not even look human after doing it for however long.
No, here's what I'm trying to... Did the physical magic of the ring corrupt Golem?
Yes.
Okay. I was trying to figure... I couldn't remember.
We're talking about magic here.
It's been forever since I fucking watched those movies. I couldn't remember if it was just the obsession with the ring that corrupted him, or if it was the actual magic of the ring that corrupted him and turned him into that, you know what I mean? That's what I was confused about. It's been forever since I fucking watched Lord of the Rings.
But it's kind of unclear about how exactly Skinwalkers, like, go from being, like, the medicine man to a Skinwalker. Like, do they, like, or, like, to reach that highest position, like, do they need to do some sort of chant or something?
I don't know if it's conscious or the black magic corruption. I think it's just a choice on, like, you know, you're using the magic for good and healing to creating mischief and actually doing bad deeds.
The little bit that we do kind of have an understanding of is that it apparently involves some sort of chanting, and then they have to take the life of someone close to them, usually a family member or a lifelong friend.
I didn't see any of that. Okay.
Yeah. It's black magic. It's not good.
Black magic. I mean, different cultures, different stories, different whatever. I mean, most of the, I think, baseline for a lot of, like, myths and mythology is it's the law of matter. You can't create without having it. You know what I mean? It's all the same. So if you're going to do this black magic, you would need something in equal return.
Mm-hmm.
So a life for this.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that makes sense. It's also said that they're near impossible to kill.
Yeah.
And the only thing I saw is that there's a small suggestion that a knife dipped in white ash.
Yeah, could I kill saw that. One. Or a bullet with white ash.
Ash, which seems fucking insane. I don't know how to.
From the neck above.
Which is, I was like, they didn't even have guns back then. But I guess you know, white colonists kind of introduced guns to the Navajo, didn't they?
I'm sure a head worked too.
Spear something, or an arrow.
Something sharp that could probably pierce them with white ash powder.
Anything that could get underneath the skin with white ash. I guess you could technically even punch it through with your knuckles if you were Joseph Joestar.
Oh,
so.
God.
I don't have much more generic than that, but I am on Skinwalker Ranch.
Skinwalker Ranch?
Yeah. It's the new ranch company that's making Hidden Valley run for their money.
Oh, God.
Skinwalker
Ranch. I didn't get anything on Skinwalker Ranch because I assumed you guys would, because, like I said, every time you try to look it up, it's all Skinwalker Ranch. It pops up fucking everywhere.
Yeah, because they're taking over Hidden Valley, bitch. Hidden Valley doesn't exist anymore. It's infested.
Infested with skinwalkers.
They got in there. They're taking all the ranch plants and they're picking them dry to make that good sweet carrot juice.
Good carrot.
That stuff you dip your carrots in with your wings.
White ash.
And your celery. Yeah. God. Ew. Ew. I only like really burnt marshmallows occasionally, and they're really fucking bad for you.
Yeah.
Well. Before we talk about that, I want to talk about, have you get anything on the Navajo Witch Purge of 1878?
No.
Yeah. It was called the Witch Purge. I guess,
this,
like,
is not going to be good, is it?
40-plus people were killed because they were suspected of being skinwalkers or witches.
So this was in Navajo, like the... Okay.
Yeah, within the tribe.
God, the Navajo people had their own fucking witch hunts.
Yeah. It all started in 1864. It was a thing called the Long Walk, where basically the U.S. Army, it's where they forced the Navajo people out of their land, and they forced
Isn't
them...
Isn't that the Trail of Tears?
Wikipedia said it was called the Long Walk, and they marched 8,500-ish Navajo from Arizona to New Mexico, the Fort Sumner area. So... Along the way, their people faced incredible misfortune. People died on the march. There was sickness and illness. And then when they got there, crops were failing. The water wasn't good. A lot of them turned to, like, shape-shifting to deal with...
Wait, what
with
fucking year?
1864. But the witch purge took place in 78. I'm getting there.
The Salem witch trials are a lot older than I thought. Like, a lot older than I thought. I thought they were going to be around the same time. Salem witch trials were, like, 1600s.
Yeah.
I did not realize that.
Oh, yeah. But,
Okay.
So, their crops failed, and then, like, a lot of them, they turned to their, like, shape-shifting to escape the, like, and adapt to this, like, new harsh environment that they're now in. After a few years, the army realized they made a mistake and marched them back to their land. And then the conditions improved, but what happened was there was still suspicion of these shapeshifters among them. And then so accusations started flying, and then before you know it, like, they literally believed in this stuff. So, I mean, I'm sure it's real. I believe in it. So, like, 40-plus people were killed of suspected witchcraft or of being a skinwalker.
Jesus.
Yeah. That was the Navajo Witch Purge of 1878. And forgive me if I left out any information. I mean, that's just a little quick, brief overview. What notes do you have, E-Man?
You've been pretty quiet.
Yeah.
I gotta stick a torch in your butt.
Yeah.
I got a torch. We can do that. Hey, man, that's what you're into. I mean, I'll do it.
Do you remember last time you were down here?
I think so.
Do a shot. Do a shot.
That's when he wanted to talk about gang violence from the 90s.
That's right. I remember that.
I don't know why that was the one thing.
I thought you were
joking
when you said that earlier.
No, that's because that was the one thing he latched onto.
Yeah.
You were so drunk. I mean, it made sense that, you know, when you're really drunk to latch on to something.
Yeah, you just want
to
keep talking
about
it.
That's what you latched onto was the because we were talking. That was when we were trying to do the episode about Biggie and Tupac.
We'd be on a subject for like another 10 minutes.
We were three subjects ahead, and you somehow kept coming back to gang violence of the 90s. That's what it was. Yeah, that was... That was a wild time. And you kept telling us you love us and you respect our opinions. And then you'd be like, but Bloods and Crips. And it'd be like, we're talking about...
We're done with this.
Yeah.
We're moved on. We're talking about probably fucking Fairly Odd Parents or some shit.
Yeah, what do you have? We were talking about that and then we got on fucking track again.
I know the owners of the Skinwalker Ranch are Terry and Gwen Sherman. Pretty much. Since living there, they have...
Those were the original owners.
Yeah.
Yes. And they've shared their experiences with the... like, from seeing crop circles and repeated mutilations of their cattle in oddly surgical and bloodless manner. So these things were pretty much eating all their fucking cattle.
Eating them, and there's, like... Man, dude, some of them were, like, real weird. I didn't get them down my notes. I'll try to remember them from.
There was a lot of stuff that happened to Skinwalker Ranch,
especially to like the first. I mean, there's a lot of stuff period, but to the first couple, there was a lot happening to their cattle that were just fucking wild.
Like their blood is just gone.
Yeah.
Like there, like, there's even some alien activity stuff seemingly going on there.
And that's crop circles. There was crop circles.
Yeah.
So Skinwalker Ranch, also known as Sherman Ranch, because the owners were Terry Sherman. I didn't have his wife's name. It's located southeast of Ballard, Utah, site of countless paranormal UFO-related activities. The owner, back in 1996, was once walking his dogs around the farm late at night when he came upon a wolf three times its normal size.
Oh, yeah.
And that's when it had glowing red eyes. He shot it close range with his rifle, causing no damage.
That's probably a skinwalker right there.
That was the idea. They've had cattle mutilations, crop circles, and UFO sightings happening at least once a week on average. One of his cattle was found with a hole cut into the center of its left eyeball.
Oh, God.
You mean surgical, like, surgical. Like, that thing was taken out with this. I also saw one where he found one of his cattle dead near a giant grouping of trees. Like, it was like a grouping of trees, and there was like a small clearing in like the center of them. The cattle was dead inside, chest cavity completely ripped open, and a bunch of branches were missing from the top parts of the trees. And then there was another one where he found one of his cattle near the end of his one field dead, and it had a very small, like a very small, strong chemical smell. That was another one. And the disappearing one is my favorite. Because, wait, where is it?
Is that with the portal? Because I heard something about a portal.
I don't know about a portal, but I didn't hear anything about a portal. There was one where it was winter, so there's snow on the ground.
Yeah.
And one of his cattle had left tracks in the snow.
Oh, then they just stopped.
And they just stopped.
Okay, I remember that from the Skinwalker Ranch documentary that we watched.
Yeah, they're just gone. But this is the quote, and I love this quote because it's fucking dumb. So he states after finding this one where, like, it the tracks stop and it's gone. His cow's gone. It's snow. It's hard for a 1,200 to 1,400-pound animal to just walk off without leaving tracks or to... This is where it gets dumb. Or to stop and walk backwards and never miss their... Oh, wait, never mind. I just understood what he was saying. But he was still missing a cow.
That'd be a smart-ass cow.
I thought, like, the way I read it originally was, like, the cow was walking backwards and all of a sudden the track stopped. Like, well, then the track still had to have been there. If he walked perfectly backwards and reached all of his steps, like, I get it. He walked forward and then walked. Yeah, okay. Now I feel dumb.
One of the videos I was watching on YouTube, the top comment on it, it's like, you're out hunting, get your deer in your scope, deer stands up and stares back down your scope. And a lot of people were like, bro, you just fucked me up. Like, imagine that. Like, you're out hunting, you get a deer in your scope, deer just stands up on its hind legs and, like, turns its head and looks at you.
Oh.
Starts just, walking okay. towards you.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh,
can you imagine that if you're hunting?
Oh, God.
like, you're not expecting it, and then...
I'd be shooting death hardcore because I haven't gone out hunting in, like, 2 or 3 years now, but I used to hunt in a tree stand. So if that happens to me, I'm extra freaked out because if I was on the ground, I'd be running. I don't want to take the time to try and get out of the tree stand to then bolt. That would be too much. I feel like he'd be on my ass immediately.
Skinwalkers can run extraordinarily fast. Run extraordinarily fast.
Oh, yeah, they have animal powers.
Well,
Animorphs.
They can, like, Animorphs. We've talked about those before, I feel like, on the show.
Oh, I probably brought it up. But, it's a fun reference.
But despite what they're... I have a story here I want to go over that, like it's like a creature, like, wolf-looking creature thing, but it's running, like, 90 miles an hour.
Okay.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, it's the one he found was 3 times its normal size, so like triple the speed of a normal wolf, if that's the case.
So dire wolf size, pretty much.
Oh God, yeah. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Prehistoric. Would it be worse if you looked up in your rifle and in your scope you looked down and you saw the deer pointing another gun at you?
Oh God, we have evolved.
That would scare me probably just the same.
But imagine if you didn't... Okay, so imagine it in a good theatrical sense. Imagine some YouTube video you're watching. It's a hunter. He has his gun. He sees the deer. He pulls up his scope, and instantly the camera pans to the inside of his scope, and you just see an eye. And it's like, wait, what? And then you just hear a gunshot, and that guy and the hunter gets shot. Because he looked directly into the scope of the deer that then looked down that deer's scope into the deer's eye, and he didn't realize that he was getting shot.
Bang.
Yeah, bang. The deer shot him, because he didn't. And then it pans out, and it shows the deer standing up on its hind legs, also wearing an orange vest, and has a fucking, the rifle up.
It has knife ready to...
Yeah, and then a bigger deer comes up and goes like, nice one, son.
Nice one, son. Thanks, good job, dad. Son.
I told you deer people were coming.
Oh, God.
I fucking told you about the deer people. They're coming for us. They're more deadly. They got horns already. What are our natural weapons? These fucking things? The fieners?
Fieners.
The fieners? my bone rags.
At my party the other day, Dad kept telling Nolan, get your shit claws out of the bag. He was eating something. His shit claws.
It's
freaking... And then Zach's like, it sounds like Randyism right there.
Oh, God,
not,
yeah. You're
not Randy, Jim Leahyism. That's something he would say.
Jim Leahy.
Yeah. Trailer Park Boys.
I didn't fucking watch that.
You didn't watch Trailer Park
Boys?
No,
fucking Tyler. No, I didn't fucking care about Trailer Park Boys.
Trailer Park Boys is great.
I was watching other things when Tyler was watching Trailer Park Boys.
I was watching Tyler when he was watching Trailer Park Boys.
I was too. I was fucking living with him. He fucking watched... You know what was great, though? I don't even know if he ever finished all of it, because his goal at the time was to watch the entire series, all the movies, the entire animated series, and all the specials.
I finished the whole series, and then it got into the animated stuff. I'm like, I can't do this. I watched some of the, like, where they go to, like, other places around the...
Yeah, there's one where they go to Europe. I remember him watching that.
That one was not... I didn't care for it.
I remember Tyler watching the Europe one. I think he watched all the series, but he was going to watch the anime and all the other movies and all the specials. I don't think he watched all of it. Yeah, where were we? Oh, yeah, the thing that spooked Terry the most were the voices.
Voices.
The voices.
Well, fuck, I hear the voices.
Yeah, but what do your voices tell you?
Tell me to do better.
Oh, those are some good. You should listen to those.
But they're scary.
But they're scary.
Yeah, but
Why do you think I want to apply myself?
Why do you make bad choices? Because the good voices are scary. That's some real nature versus, like.
Does that mean
nature versus hereditary shit? I can't remember. But, like, imagine all the good voices sounded like terrifying demons. Oh, God. And all the voices that were, like, you know, telling you to do bad things were, like, real soothing angelic. Well, which would you follow?
Probably the ones that sound real soothing angelic. Well, that's the devil's work right there.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. He constantly heard voices, though. He said they would come out of the wind and darkness. The only thing is that he didn't fucking know what language they were speaking. He said he'd always hear voices when he'd be out in his fields, and he didn't know what the language was, but it always sounded like they were trying to invoke something.
I'm sorry, but I don't know what the hell you're saying. You want me to, like, shit myself here in the field, or do you want me to, like...
They're trying to invoke...
Start, like, burning
milk,
shit.
They're milk of magnesia, but in milk voice... Magnesia. Milk... Fuck. In voice control... Milk of magnesia. Oh, God. I almost took my chair back. You got anything else on Skinwalker? I got a bunch of stuff on Skinwalker Ranch. Don't you worry.
I just found the part that said, the cannibal dwarves of the Great Plain.
You save that for later, because I have no idea what the fuck that is. The cannibal dwarves of the Great Plain. Alright, I do not know what that is.
There's a title, Cannibal Dwarves of the Great Plains. We're talking about the Skinwalkers.
Eventually, yeah. The voices became too much, and Terry sold the ranch to UFO fanatic and Las Vegas realtor Robert Bigelow.
Robert Bigelow?
Yes.
Okay.
For $200,000 in 1996.
That's a big UFO, dude.
Yeah. The man established the National Institute of Discovery Science on the grounds and put up an abundant surveillance all over the property.
I think this is where I remember hearing about the, like, portal. Like, one of their surveillance things, like, their infrared at night caught this orb, like, showing up and, like, something coming out of it and then, like, disappeared. And, like, these things that, like, came out of it walked for a little bit and then they disappeared.
So, pretty much aliens.
Alien spirits.
Yeah, it could be a number of things.
Something from a different dimension.
Time travel, yeah. Could be anything, like, really.
Think about it. If it came from a different dimension, we might not be able to comprehend it. So... They could just be walking around here. We didn't even know.
Yeah, we couldn't comprehend it so much. It wasn't an infrared camera. That was just live feed. Our mind just blocked it into thinking it was infrared. Bigelow sold the ranch later on to Wolverine of the X-Men. Wolverine. And he took over and started training the Skinwalkers for fights in the X-Men. No, it was later sold on to a company known as Animantium.
Oh, yeah, I remember hearing about that.
So, I didn't really look much into it. I think it's just a steel company, though.
They own it now.
Yes. Correct? They should still currently own it. Since taking over the ranch, the steel company increased the surveillance equipment with more cameras, alarm systems. This is where infrared cameras, I think, came on, so it might have been the Animantium.
Okay, it might have been these guys, then.
Because paranormal events became basically commonplace. This is the owner. I'm not sure if he's still the owner, but this is the guy at the time who owned it and was, like, in charge of Animantium. I would take my truck up the road, and as I start to get closer to, like the field and the ranch and stuff, I'd start to get scared. Just this feeling that takes over, then I would hear this voice that says, "Stop, turn around." And I would lean out my window and use my spotlight, but nothing was there.
Hmm.
And that's a quote from Thomas Winterton, who should be, like, the owner now. Thomas was interviewed by Vice. Winterton, along with several employees, were hospitalized after experiencing severe skin inflammation and nausea while working on the ranch. And to this day, there is no clear medical diagnosis as to why the fuck that happened.
Radiation.
What?
Radiation.
From?
The alien ship or the portal.
So you're going this route. No, we're not even talking about skinwalkers. You're going UFO. But there is no clear diagnosis as to why. Skinwalkers show up on media such as Harry Potter and Supernatural, Grimm, HBO's Outrider, and that stupid fucking history movie, Secret of Skinwalker Ranch, that we fucking watched one night.
Yeah.
So I thought it was going to be cool as shit, and it sucked. And you know what was insult to injury? I fucking paid for that shit on Amazon Prime, and it's free on Hulu.
Yeah. Tyler just sent me a snap the other day. Yeah. He's like, I just discovered this.
Yeah, and I fucking told him it was a very disappointing fucking movie.
I told him there's not nearly as much evidence, quote, as they said.
They just talk about bullshit.
Yeah, they pretty much did the whole
movie. And they show you creepy fucking abandoned buildings around this ranch.
Yeah, they show you some infrared footage. I mean, it's cool. If you want to learn about Skinwalker Ranch, you'll learn a lot about it. But other than that, they don't really show too much, quote, evidence.
Yeah. Here's the last thing I have, though, about this. So, despite all the dreadful experiences faced by Winterton and his employees, he said he isn't leaving anytime soon. This is an exact quote from him. It's like the ranch calls to you, you know?
No, I don't.
Well, he knows.
Okay.
That's all that matters. He's living his best life with the voices that tell him to stop. Don't go. Fat cock. Buy gold.
Yeah, buy gold.
Yeah, so I guess he still I'm assuming he still has it.
I think I remember him seeing something. He bought it for like $185,000.
He got it for less than the other guy years ago. Damn.
Dang.
Yeah,
I probably just want to get rid of it then.
It's possible. I don't even know. Well, I guess if he was a UFO fanatic, he might have bought it for the fact that it was so creepy.
And I'm like, a lot of the stuff that went on there sounds like it has ties with UFOs, so.
It is awesome for both skinwalkers and fucking UFOs.
And cattle mutilation.
Yeah.
Well, that's freaking ties with UFOs.
Well, possibly. You know.
I want to talk about cattle mutilation one episode, some episode.
Just cattle mutilation.
What?
All right. I mean, we can. There's a lot there, man.
Just cattle mutilation for an entire episode.
Okay, fine. The way you say it makes me sound stupid.
It's disturbing is what it sounds like. It sounds like we're going to talk about dead animals for an entire episode.
Alien cattle mutilation.
Yeah?
Is that all your notes?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have a question, though.
All right.
Where is the first... every time I've ever looked up an alien story, I don't see shit about cattle mutilation.
You gotta look up cattle mutilation.
So I have to specifically look up dead animals. I have to specifically put into my search history, but I want to look at some fucking dead-ass cows. God, my search history wasn't already fucked.
But, the thing about it is, I guess this is off-topic again, but the thing about it is, like, you heard a lot about it when the whole UFO craze was going on back.
We weren't alive for the UFO craze.
I know, but you heard a lot about it. But, like, you look it up, there's stuff going on today, but nobody reports on it. Like, there are tons of stories still today. Like, 2021, there are a lot of stories that have happened in, like, this year alone of cattle mutilation. Like, you know, like, just, like, dead animal, no blood, missing tongue.
Yeah, chupacabra.
Eye cut out with eye and ear cut out with surgical surgical precision. Yeah, Jesus Christ, I can't talk.
That one's a lot. I don't know about that.
But
I'll state real quick. There's an old game called Sacrifice. I used to play the shit out of Interplay. I think made Interplay Interactive. I'm not going to get into the premise of the game, but you basically play a wizard, and there's a spell if you get it called Bovine Intervention. It's one of the second most powerful spells in the game. There's like five most powerful and then 5 second most powerful. It's one of those. And I think it's a reference to alien abductions, because basically the spell is just an ultimate kill-all for any fucking creature you use it on. And it basically just drops a fucking cow out of the sky and just splatters the fucking creature you kill.
Jesus.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's just referencing, you know, aliens dropping cows from their UFOs.
Have you ever watched the video on YouTube, Cows with Guns?
No. You ever seen Baby with a Gun?
No.
Well, there you go.
Okay.
You watch that and I'll watch yours.
All right.
Watch Baby with a Gun. Watch Baby with a Gun 2 as well.
What?
Baby's got a gun.
Okay. Baby's got a gun.
God. No, I don't know about that, but...
what
the hell have we been doing here then?
Been talking about skinwalkers. Like, I mean, these are just, like, offshoot stories.
Aren't we all skinwalkers?
Yes.
Yes.
I walk using my skin.
You walk using your bones and your brain.
Yeah, but
and your skin,
all that wouldn't stay together organs. If I didn't have the skin. You don't walk with your organs!
You don't?
No! At what point are you walking with your inner organs?
You ever do the worm?
The worm.
No.
Yeah.
What makes you think I could do the worm?
All your organs are all touching the ground. So
yeah, but I don't do the worm. When have you ever done the worm? Have you done the worm?
No.
Yeah. Well, then there you go.
Done the sponge.
But that's not even a walk,
the
then.
Do the sponge,
Nobody's done the sponge. Sponge is... We all know what happened when everybody tried to do the sponge. They all broke their fucking tailbones for God's
sake. Remember doing that at Aaron's party?
That's him over there. Tall, dark, and handsome. Meh.
Meh. First you take your leg and you stick it in there. We're all fucking like huddled in Aaron's like little kitchen. Then you get the other one and put it right in there. We all fucking fall down.
Dear fucking Christ.
God.
Say something.
Something. All right. So for these... I only got like two kind of offshoot stories. So
I bet you did, bitch.
Yeah, I did, bitch. Okay, so imagine this situation. You're driving down the highway in the desert. It's kind of like late at night. You're going about 60 mile-ish. And
wait, highway is in like the big long roads in like Colorado. And stuff.
Yeah, Colorado. You know, areas,
that's because like, I can't imagine like. It just keep going. I'm sorry, long stretch of road to the desert
where the skinwalkers are, where they assumedly preside, and like you're driving, you're going about 60 miles per hour ish.
I can get faster than that.
Yeah. I mean, okay, it's late at night. You're watching out for skinwalkers.
Okay,
skinwalkers the first place.
But then you're driving, you see this thing out of the corner of your eye, you look over, it's like, oh, that looks like some creature there, and you're driving. Next thing you know, you look over and. There it is, right outside your window. You're going 60 miles an hour. So you speed up, and you're going faster. And you're like, all right, fuck this thing. That's creepy as fuck. I don't want to deal with that. You're going like 90 now. You look over, and it's right there keeping pace with your car.
It's Mothman.
It's like this wolf creature. Yeah. No, it's like this wolf creature just running along. You think, okay, shit, maybe this thing got attached to your car somehow? But no, it's not. It's just running. It's keeping up pace with you going that fast until eventually it just... decides to screw off with you. It doesn't. Okay. So apparently there was an officer in New Mexico, and he chose to keep his name under wraps. He didn't want to...
Because he's a mummy.
He's a mummy.
Yeah, he didn't want to bring too much attention to himself.
But, Officer Hirafepatep.
Keep going. Yeah, Hirafepatep. So Hirafepatep thought he saw this like wolf creature thing. And he heard this like little thump noise. So he saw it over there. He's cruising out. He's a highway patrolman. He's cruising down the road. He thought this thing attached to his car. It looked like it was a wolf, but with a really white face, kind of like a mask. So like what, you know, how they put on the skin of the animal they're trying to take over.
Princess Mononoke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then he's driving, but then he realizes. Yeah. This animal's like keeping pace with his car. And this happened to him twice within a span of 2 weeks.
Ah, so he was racing them.
Yeah.
Illegal skinwalker racing.
Yeah.
The real bad ring of Utah.
I break for skinwalkers. There's your bumper sticker.
I don't like that.
Fast and the Furious 11. Skinwalker Ranch.
Skinwalker Ranch. All right, Dom, you got to race his skinwalker. He's the fastest one.
See a skinwalker, eh? Well, how's your wolf power against my horse power? Revs his fucking engine up.
How's your skin versus power versus my horse? And then the skinwalker turns into a horse like, oh, well.
Your horse gets my horse, let's go.
Oh my God.
Would you rather race one giant horse or an engine with 8,000 horsepower? Mini horsepower. Did he win?
No, the thing eventually fucked off and left him alone. It happened to him twice.
So he did win.
He forfeited the race.
I guess. But then he kept it quiet for a while until he was out getting breakfast and coffee and donuts with one of his other, like, officer guys, and this guy's also like, dude, that happened to me. So that was at that point they knew that it was real. And I'm like, the whole time I was listening to the story, I'm like, can you imagine if like you were actually on a motorcycle?
Oh, God.
Oh, fucking Lord. Yeah, that'd be a little bit more scary. That's pretty scary, period. That would be a lot more scary because you'd be much more open to the...
It's funny to hear a story like that until it's actually happening to you.
I don't really know if any of it's funny. I can't deal with any of it. I'm not good with that.
Big animals in general are pretty scary.
Any fucking animal's fucking scary. Any animal out of context like that can be fucking terrifying. Seriously, though, think about it. Like, a normal giraffe could trample your ass, no fucking issue.
Oh, yeah.
I'm scared of horses.
Yeah?
Yeah, they're big.
Yeah. Well, not all of them.
Not all of them, no. I'm all right with the littler ones. It's the ones that are, like, freaking towering over me.
The Yorkshire horses.
Yeah, those big ones. Yeah.
Buff boys.
They'll fuck you up.
Yeah, so anyway.
Don't walk behind horses.
Yeah. God, your head would...
Don't walk behind horses.
So anyway, this last story I have here. This happened in June 1987. This girl named Sarah, she was working a late shift at a medical center in Arizona. It was her first night doing the late shift. Well, she never came home.
Oh.
So her parents got worried. They thought she might have went to a friend's house or something. You know, it's 87, so, you know, didn't hear from, no texting or calling, I guess. I mean, probably could have called, but... anyway, they go there, and they find this body at this medical center the next day, and they just knew right away that it was Sarah. She was so badly beaten that you could, like, to anybody else who knew her, they couldn't tell, but her parents could tell that, like, it was her. There's just no doubt about it.
Okay.
So, but her torso had numerous stab wounds, her left breast was bitten off, and there was a broken stick left on her neck.
On her neck?
On her neck.
No, but what do you mean? What do you mean on?
Like she's laying there, and there's like a broken stick just like left on her neck.
Like so the paramedics lifted her from wherever she was, brought her into the hospital. A morgue.
No. This is like they're investigating the body. They're not going to move the body yet until the investigation's done. So there's a broken stick left on her neck. Apparently there was a clump of grass from like a nearby graveyard found like at the wheel of her car too. So I don't know exactly how that had anything to do with it, but this guy named George Albany, he was a former professor at the Arizona University. He claimed that he was having strange dreams about Sarah's murder prior to this and after this. And they were pretty sure that it was him, so like he got convicted. Like, so they took him to court, and he quotes saying, "I was receiving prophecies from God." Like, he doesn't remember doing it if he did, but his defense lawyers claim that with the evidence they found at the scene of the murder, that it was the work of a skinwalker.
In
court.
What goddamn context?
The broken stick on the neck and the clump of grass from a nearby cemetery found in her car. That's all the video said. I'm sure there was more,
There were stab wounds! That's human!
Could have been bite marks.
You said stab wounds. That means that forensic science found it to be a stab wound. Maybe. Not a fang wound.
Maybe. Maybe not.
Well, then forensic science fucked up.
I wasn't there in 87,
But
man.
You said stab wound. That means in the official report, it's a stab wound. That means it was found to be a stab wound, not the work of an animal, but the work of a knife. The boot being bitten off, possibly.
Someone could have stabbed her after she was dead.
Yeah, that's true.
Why the fuck? Then what killed her?
Skinwalker.
But by what fucking means?
Whatever animal he turned into.
But what trauma to the body killed her?
The stick on her neck.
Yeah.
Wait, uh-huh. So you're saying he grabbed the stick and just fucking ran around her neck and just fucking strangled her?
No, okay. I don't know, but in court, they actually use this as a defense. I don't have all the evidence. This is just a story. It's a little blurb that I read, okay? So
what the fuck? Wait.
Wait. I got a fucking... I need a fucking pen.
One of these times I'll get through a story without being interrupted.
Mm-hmm. Fuck you. You can't just fucking say this, and this is true crime. I get why you brought... True what the fuck's crime. The name of this? What's her name? I knew it was Sarah. What was the guy's name?
George Albany.
I'm fucking finding a story about this. Like, all right. This is fucking...
I didn't look any more into the story other than the 3-minute like video that I watched.
Now fuck that. I need more in depth on this. This is fucking insane. Because of grass from a cemetery. Because that could have possibly been where she was. And it might have like ripped up and held onto her wheel well or something.
She was working at the fucking air. I forget. I should have wrote it down. But medical center in Arizona.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She could have gone to the fucking cemetery afterwards.
Maybe. Anyway, his defense didn't work, so he was sentenced to jail. He went to jail for a year until exactly 1 year later, Sarah's family reopened the case and acquitted him of all charges.
Okay.
He went on to actually become a close family friend. But, I mean...
All right.
It's Skinwalker related. So he claimed...
Yeah, no, I get, that, like, I get the correlation.
He turned into one. Like, did it.
But that's way off brand of everything we've talked about. Because literally, we've only talked. He's not even Nava. He's probably some white dude, ain't he?
Probably.
George Albany. He's a fucking white. Bullshit, he turned into a fucking skinwalker. Bullshit. What the fuck? That's the dumbest fucking story I've ever been. It's not really, but
now
damn.
I actually do want to look into this.
That's part. Fucking dumb.
Well, you guys are out of notes.
I liked it. Thank you for the story. I'm just fucking upheaved by how fucking ridiculous this is. Fucking. That's like fucking what Cochran's fucking defense for OJ. If it doesn't fit, you must acquit with the fucking glove. Fuck, he's a skinwalker!
Oh god, OJ's a skinwalker.
Let's not plead insanity. Let's just say you're a skinwalker. What year was this? The 80s?
87.
Jesus Christ.
I don't know how long. I mean, this happened in 87. I don't know how long it took for him to go to court or when he got out of court or when he got out of jail.
That's like, God, I can't remember the fucking details about that. Did you ever hear about the story about the first time, and I think one of the only times, when a ghost was actually able to show evidence or testify in court?
No.
I don't remember exactly what happened, but there's an instance where a ghost, an actual dead person upon the case that was being investigated, was able to testify in court, and the court took the evidence of that seriously.
Like, did they bring a Ouija board in?
I can't, I don't think it was a Ouija. I can't remember if they had a medium or if they just had, like, God. I can't remember if they had a medium or if they just had evidence of someone, like, of passing that they had found. But it's something like that. Yeah. And it's the only time where, like, that's been an instance of, like, someone actually being dead and being taken. But it's just a lot. Dwarves?
Oh, yeah. What the fuck is this fucking dwarf shit?
Like Snow White?
No, not the Snow White.
Why not?
I don't know.
They're not the camel dwarves. Because
Disney copyright, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're not cannibal dwarves, sadly.
They're not cannibal dwarves?
Yeah, they're cannibal dwarves.
They are cannibal dwarves.
Oh, yeah.
You're talking about the Snow White one. Like, no,
oh, God. Oh, man. That would bring out... I know all those Disney movies have been whitewashed and twisted into being more family-friendly, but fucking...
Do you eat flesh while you work? Do-do-do-do-do-do.
Why do you still remember the songs?
I watched them when I was little.
I watched it once.
That's the only part of the song I remember.
Do you remember anything about Snow White?
I shouldn't say that, because they'll probably get...
The only part I really remember about Snow White is the dwarves kind of walking through the forest, her singing to her animal friends, and then towards the end of the movie, some dude shows up on a horse and just assumes that he can kiss the dead body in the casket.
It's kind of a grim way to look at it. But
I mean, that's what fucking happened.
That's pretty much what happens.
Did you ever see the... There's a skit on Robot Chicken.
Oh, God, no.
Where it's the end scene for Snow White, and it's the guy getting off the horse, and he, like, takes the glass piece off of her coffin. He's going to kiss her, and there's a bird up top, and, like, the bird's, like, up on, like, a little branch above him. He's like, date rape! Date rape! Date rape! Just starts... date rape! And then he, that's like, bad. Freaks out and runs away.
That's bad.
Yeah. He kisses a dead body in the middle of the forest. Even if it wasn't, even if he didn't know it was a dead body, it's still a sleeping woman that he just walked up on and was like, whoa, I gotta get me some of that.
Yeah, I mean, that's a little, yeah, no, nah, it's not cool.
All the Disney princess movies are pretty fucking bad when you look at them. Seriously, think about it.
Yeah.
Ariel gave up her entire ability to speak to be with a man she never met.
Must have a big dick.
She wouldn't know. She never met him. She knew nothing about him.
Didn't she actually get him in the movie, in the Disney movie, though?
Yeah, she gave up her voice to be a human.
But there's actual, like, real stories behind those Disney stories.
Oh, yeah, all the Grimm stories are the real stories, yeah.
Yeah, she was forced to, like, she was never allowed to return to the sea, and, like, something like she had feet, but walking on it felt like walking on knives.
Yeah,
and
something
she was,
like,
stuck with that for the rest of her life.
Ursula's clearly the hero of the story.
Yeah.
Probably.
Anyway, what about dwarves?
Yeah.
So...
Are they small?
Yeah, the Cheyenne and the other
tribes. Those are the gnomes.
Gnomes.
The dwarves are stout. Normally.
I like Gimli.
Gimli.
That can't fucking do.
Fuck you, Gimli's awesome.
Yeah, he is.
Tell me about the dwarves!
The Gripennings had a once frightening legend in common. That the race of terrifying cannibal dwarves of formidable strength.
Louder! Speak louder!
Ah!
I need you to speak louder!
Use your E-Man voice that I know you can use. Not your high E-Man voice that you're using right now.
No.
I mean your...
I mean the high octave.
Which one?
The normal E-Man voice.
That one?
Yeah.
Oh.
Reach some decibels, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, you see where we talk and where you talk. See that little blurb right there? Yeah, there you are. You're right there, that little small. Now it's off screen.
Small speck.
That's better. That's picking up better.
Little specky boys.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, so the Cheyenne and the other tribes of the Great Plains have one frightening legend in common. That one of a race of terrifying cannibal dwarves of formidable strength, known by several names, and I have no idea. I'm not going to butcher those. So, yeah, they were said to be child-sized and instantly aggressive. Yeah, according to some versions of legend, they were warlike because they believed that they could only reach the afterlife by being killed in battle.
So, dwarf Vikings.
Pretty, I guess.
They sound like dwarf Vikings.
But Navajo, kind of.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
I need to look up more of this.
Yeah.
Battle Dwarves. Coming soon to HBO Max.
HBO.
Is that like BattleBots?
No. Yeah. No.
You build your own dwarf and send it out.
I don't know about that. I think there's some...
Pokemon Dwarf Fence?
I think there's some practice and standards that need to go into... Standards and practices that need to go into safety.
Dressing up a little person in armor.
I don't think that's politically correct in this world now. I don't think that would fly. Maybe back in the day.
It probably wouldn't fly even today.
No, it would. That's what I mean. It wouldn't fly today.
Unless it's a bird or has some fucking wings.
The dwarf?
Yeah, a dwarf can't fucking fly.
You don't know if that. It's a mythical fucking creature.
If you toss me, good.
I'm about to cut out the part where you talk about dwarf tossing.
I'm going to have to cut out.
Cannibal dwarves.
Yeah.
Okay.
They were in the Cheyenne Mountains.
So, how does that relate to skinwalkers?
Tribe folklore, I guess.
Oh, okay.
Hey, man. Other races can fucking do it, too. Any human could do it.
What, eat skin?
Or become a skinwalker.
Oh, yeah.
So the dwarves are skinwalkers?
Yeah.
What?
We've been going about this all wrong for the last hour and a half.
Apparently. Jesus. Are they real? Whoa.
Oh, yeah, this is the part where I usually ask you guys, do you believe in them?
Meh.
Meh? Yes or no? Yes or no?
I mean, I believe it's folklore from Navajo culture. I don't know a lot about it.
I'm going to say it's real.
All right. Someone that agrees with me.
Hey, I'd be hearing some weird ass shit out by our house, so yeah.
Yeah? No, I definitely think they're real.
I believe they could have been real at one point. I don't believe they're real anymore.
So they went extinct pretty much.
Well, I mean, they were of Navajo people that have been since white very significantly through the years. And I don't believe there's probably a lot of people left in the culture that could, you know, teach the magic, like the magic of the Navajo culture. And those that could, you know, I'm not going to speak much more on this because I am not of that culture, so I don't feel like I have a right to say what they do in their principles and whatnot. But, you know, I feel like probably a lot of those teachings were lost. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't a lot of their history, like, passed down through verbal stories and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they've lost a lot of people, so, like, whatever they have left. This is where you have Adrian Keane talking about not wanting to tell the stories to outsiders because it is their culture.
Yeah.
They want to keep it with their people, and there are so few of them left that that's how their culture survives, is that they keep it to themselves, and it's stronger in their community than being told outwardly.
And that's totally fair.
Yeah.
I mean, but then it leaves the rest of us to butcher what an actual skinwalker is.
Yeah.
Like in our interpretations of it.
But in a better world, we wouldn't be doing anything with it.
Yeah.
In a better world, we wouldn't even be fucking doing this episode. We wouldn't be talking about this. It's kind of like lot of African culture was lost because of, I guess, colonization. I don't know if there's much colonization into Egypt, but you know, the slave trades and exploits and whatnot, you know. A lot of African culture was lost. You know, they can't actually trace a lot of their old history back because, you know, so much of it was just taken.
Yeah. So, would these guys technically go in the cryptid file?
Because
it's...
Yes.
I mean, I guess it's kind of like folklore, but it's also legend. But, I mean, I guess...
It's either cryptid or just supernatural.
That would be tough to.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun because I actually have a folder in which I have to fucking sort these notes, and now I'm trying to think what am I gonna put it into. I don't know. I'm probably gonna put it in supernatural because it's magic based.
I guess that makes sense.
Because it is just in normal instances, the person using magic.
That's true.
It's not really like
corrupted them and turned them. So
because I can't think of any other cryptid that is like. Well, I guess a werewolf counts as cryptid, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because a werewolf's technically cryptid.
Yeah, so are vampires, I guess.
Yeah, but vampires, like, an actual, like...
They're actually real, though, so...
Yeah, but, like, vampires are, like, an actual, like, once you're a vampire, you're a fucking vampire. A werewolf is a human that occasionally turns into a vampire. That's where I would concern it with.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
A werewolf is
A werewolf is a human that occasionally turns into a werewolf. Where that's where I would correlate with a skinwalker, because a skinwalker is a human that has the magic to turn into, you know, animals and whatnot. That's like the change there. But they're still, from my understanding, a human at times. You know what I mean? But we still count.
Unless it's corrupted them and they don't look like human anymore.
But they're, well, then they'd be a cryptid, wouldn't they? Because
yeah,
they'd be fucking creature.
That's where it's tough to label it, because we don't exactly know. We don't exactly even know how they become skinwalkers.
That's why I would just put it into supernatural, because it's magic.
There you go. I think do that.
Whereas, like, a werewolf isn't magic. That's genetics. You know what I'm saying? It's genetics.
I thought you'd become a vampire by, like, getting bit by one.
Yeah, and what happens when that happens? They inject a little bit of blood into you. Your blood gets... It's
change your DNA.
Yeah. Same. If you think about it, yes.
So if an alien probes me, does that mean I'm an alien?
That's it, unless if you get anal fissures, I guess. So that the probe seeps metal into your ass, in which case I don't think you become an alien. I think you just become another probe. So every time you get probed, that was once a human that got anal fissures and turned into an alien probe that they then used to probe other people. So technically, when you get probed by an alien, you're technically getting pegged.
Yeah. That's common knowledge,
dude. Alien pegging, man.
Alien pegging.
What if aliens are really just peg kink enthusiasts? They are not doing any tests whatsoever. They are just really, really into pegging without consent. That is their full kink. Well, I mean, every instance in which somebody got probed, because that's the word we came up for it. So the first guy who ever got abducted who got probed didn't want to be like, yeah, dude, the alien pegged me. Because he didn't want to sound like a weirdo.
He put a thing up my ass.
And he probably got off from it. You know what? Think about it. It's so traumatizing, you probably didn't realize he had a boner. I mean, would you be hyper aware that you have a boner when you're fucking looking at aliens and you're in some place you didn't know?
Are you hyper aware when you get abducted by aliens?
No, that's what I mean, though.
Oh, okay.
You wouldn't know. Maybe he got off and didn't know. That's when they took the semen sample. He didn't even realize it.
Maybe that's how they forced the semen sample out.
What have we learned here today?
Don't get pegged by aliens?
Yes. Aliens peg every human.
Not to say skinwalker.
And possibly cow. What?
Not to say skinwalker.
What about skinwalkers?
Not to say it.
Well, are you saying it?
Well, that's what we learned here today.
Did we, though?
Yeah.
We said it a lot.
We also learned to buy gold.
I mean, I think we've learned that enough.
No.
And once again, no. It's not even worth it half the time. Cryptocurrency is where it's at. Buy crypto.
Crypto the Superdog?
Wait, what?
Crypto the Superdog.
I thought you said crypto Snoop Dogg.
He even said that the second time, and I still saw crypto as cryptocurrency, and I was like, what, is that the new mascot for fucking Bitcoin?
Yeah.
He fucking could be, though, couldn't he? Because crypto. Jesus Christ. I want to do that. I want to get into cryptocurrency. I'm going to get one of those debit cards for cryptocurrency, but I'm going to get one of those pictures of Crypto the Superdog on it. This is my crypto bank card. All right. We good?
I think I'm good.
All right, guys. We'll leave off with that, then. That wasn't that bad. All right. Well,
hey, happy birthday, man.
Thank you.
Oh, wait. When's your birthday?
30th.
Well, it's not the 30th.
Either way, it's still early.
Oh, wait. Yeah, okay, never mind. We were talking about doing it 2 weeks out. Okay, never mind.
Yeah, I can't do... Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well...
Early birthday still.
It sucks I even did this tonight. I fucking go back to work tomorrow already.
Happy early birthday, man.
Thank you, Ozzy.
To give a special thanks to Sour Camstick on Instagram for the use of our logo design and our new design on Redbubble for the Buy Gold logo. And go buy it. Go put it on a t-shirt. Go get a sticker.
Yeah, go buy it and buy gold.
Actually, buy gold. Just don't upload that design. I'll do that tonight after I take a nice warm bath. I gotta do meal prep still. Fuck, why I sign up for overtime tomorrow? Anyway, I'll give a special thanks to Aferdi Especial for the use of our theme song, Paul Ska. It's a great jam. I know y'all enjoying it real hardcore.
Thank you, E-Man, for coming on.
Thanks, okay. E-Man,
yeah,
for being here, giving us the Skinwalker. This man has not shut up about wanting to do Skinwalkers since the first instance I asked him to be on the podcast. Which was easily close to a fucking year ago, boss. Yeah. Yeah.
Was a year ago.
This is why we don't do fucking guest episodes anymore, though. Holy shit, was this a fucking wreck to get everybody together in one goddamn room.
Oh, man.
I think that's it.
I think it's it.
Do not lift the macaroni by the flaps.
What?